Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe, and you're listening to Practical Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. We're approaching the end of the year, which is a good time to attach some safety maintenance and a few quick reminders. Most have heard of spring cleaning. Well, this is the Practical Defense end-of-year safety clearing. I ran this special reminder last year, and a listener suggested I do it again this year. So here it is. We can all thank Pete. The first reminder is about batteries. When was the last time you replaced the batteries in your emergency equipment? When was the last time you actually opened your emergency kit? If you're like most people, probably when you put it together. And how long ago was that? Well, get your marker out, write the date on your batteries, and put the new batteries in all of your emergency gear. Also, check the expiration date on your antiseptics. You should replace the batteries in the lights and radios in all of your kits around the house and in your vehicles. A lot of people forget the vehicles. It should be easy enough to remember from now on. When you're out buying all those batteries for gifts, buy some extra batteries for your own gear. You need to replace the batteries whether you think they are needed or not. You go to your emergency gear in a crisis, and that's when you need them to work perfectly. So mark them and swap them. Our second big reminder this holiday season is about your trash. Be conscious of how you treat your trash. Most people simply put boxes out on the curb for trash collection. Yeah, pretty common. The problem is that your trash can become a list of items you just purchased. Anyone, including thieves, robbers, and burglars, can walk down the street and see who has the stuff worth taking. You've created a perfect list of all your fancy gadgets and toys and posted it for the entire public to see. So cut up all those boxes and put them in the bins. If you need to hold on to them for a week because the bin is full, then do it. One listener, Christy from Baltimore, takes her boxes to her local recycling center. I also know a community that rents a truck and collects all the holiday boxes from the neighborhood and takes them to the local recycling center. The money earned from the recycling is used to pay for the truck rental. Do what you need to do, but just do not leave those boxes exposed in front of your home. And that will do it for this special midweek episode. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's currently available in DeadTree, commonly known as paperback, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.